Hi, I'm Pastor Landis Fisher, Bible teacher on Teaching Bible Radio. I wanted to take a minute to let you know how much we appreciate every offering, big or small, as you send in your tax-deductible donations, which allow us to continue to do ministry on the radio, in the prisons, shelters, on the World Wide Web, and even on the streets of America. Today, I want to also let you know another way you can help us just by searching the internet, as you computer users already do mostly every day. Straight Gate Ministries has teamed up with the good people of GoodSearch.com to make this possible. Here's how it works. Log on to GoodSearch.com and select Straight Gate Ministries as the one who you good search for and click Verify. Then, for every search you do, a small donation will be paid by GoodSearch. .com. The good folks there will include that in a small offering to Straight Gate Ministries to help us get the gospel of Jesus Christ out. Simple as that. So just by choosing Straight Gate Ministries of St. Louis, Missouri, you can help support our gospel outreach into prisons, shelters, street evangelism, on the internet, simply by logging on to GoodSearch.com. Go to GoodSearch.com for more details, and remember to select Straight Gate Ministries as the ministry that you search for. Now, what happens when our ideas clash with God's ideas? Is it normal for our thoughts to differ from those of God's? Today's lesson is an excerpt from a message that will offer some answers to these questions. This message is available free of charge in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. Our mailing address is 10123 St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. That's P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. Call us at 1-877-35-BIBLE. Now it's time for Teaching Bible Radio.
I'd rather not go through this, God, this thing that's going on in my life right now. I wish I didn't have to go down this road. But you know what? You wouldn't learn if you didn't go down that road. And so God knows he's teaching you some things you would not choose to learn. And he's teaching you the lessons that you would not choose to learn, is the language that she uses. And that's true, because we don't know. You know, I don't know how I'll come out on a situation. I got some things going on myself now. I don't have a clue how it's going to turn out. That ought to be enough. You ought to put that in your mind, put it in your spiritual bank, and say, okay, God has promised me success, and I'm going to prosper in the things that the Lord has given me to do. Another line she says, basically for you to cancel your agenda and let the bridges burn. That's the language she uses in the song. In other words, forget about your plan and get on God's plan. It's better than yours. And when you learn to delight in that, you're going to find out that you can have joy even when you're having trouble, because God is the one bringing you through. He's blessing you. He already knows the outcome. He's going to bring you through. You're going to come through just like Daniel. He would prefer not to have been in the lion's den.
Welcome to Teaching Bible Radio, the radio ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri, featuring pastor-teacher Landis Fisher, exploring your world through the Word of God. Let's join our teacher for another thought-provoking adventure from the Bible, which is available in its entirety online at teachingbible.org. Here's our teacher, Pastor.
They create rituals and ceremonies and to substitute for sound teaching of the Word of God. They make up creeds and all kinds of things, pretty much like, and some of them are good, some of them are bad, but I'm just saying these are the kind of things that are done. I'm not trying to cast out all creeds and ceremonies, but the true essence of the Christian gospel is faith in the Son of God. And the filling of the Holy Spirit, nothing can replace that. There is no creed, no ceremony, no ritual that can replace what God does in your heart through a personal relationship with him and his Son. See that? Nothing, absolutely nothing. Study and meditation in the law of the Lord and in the Word of God will do more for you than any ceremony or any ritual. I can't sprinkle you with enough holy water to do anything for you, to help you, like it would be if you meditate in the law of the Lord day and night. Cast your burdens upon the Lord. Fast and pray and seek his face. See, personal in touch with God. That's the whole thing. And we need that more than we need any of these other things. And so people have created a bunch of stuff. You know what? And people like a show. This is the other side of it. They like to see folks waltzing around and doing all kinds of stuff and say, we're doing this for God. Remember Nadab and Abihu that we looked at last week in Leviticus? They had a little show going on. And at that time, God blasted them right out of the temple. You see, set them on fire, and I think that should be a lesson. I think, believe it's in the Word so you and I don't get hung up in it. And so moving along, we see that the church is bending to rationalize itself to the consensus of the populace rather than upholding the righteous standard of God and the word of the grace of God, who has provided unmerited salvation to be possessed in all of time, at all times by faith. In the history of the world, God has always made unmerited salvation available from the days of Adam clearly up until right now. At this very moment. So there's no excuse, in other words, for anyone to continue in sin. Like Paul says in Romans 6, shall we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? And he says, God forbid. Of course not, because God sent his son to free us from sin and to set us free into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So we don't have to be enslaved to any form of sin. And so the basis of all righteousness and law, morality and justice, wisdom and understanding proceeds from God. That's where it comes from. The laws that America has and the founding fathers of this country, they knew this. They knew we're all sinners and we better put ourselves in check or else we're not going to do the right thing. And so that's why they were always before the Lord in prayer. That's why I got a book that you should read called America's God and Country that catalogs all the times that the Congress met, how they prayed at every meeting, how they mentioned Jesus Christ in every one of their preambles, how they lifted up the name of God and prayed in every assembly meeting, how all the constitutions and the various documentation of most of the states in the Union are very godly documents. You read them, you'd be blown away for somebody to tell you that these people were not godly people who organized the country. Yes, they were. A democratic society of people who know God is one that sets up of the system so that we can put ourselves in checks. That's why we have checks and balances in the government. They're supposed to work to keep us from passing heinous laws that defy the truth of God. Because righteousness and truth and law and morality and justice and wisdom and understanding proceed from the throne of God, and these things have been made available to those who believe through the Spirit of God and the Word of God. You and I can understand what is right and have a sense of what is really correct and what we should be doing if we rightly divide the word of truth and understand what the Lord has said. And if we begin to teach that which comes from God and make sure that people understand it, we need to teach it, break it down, and make it plain. This must be the foundation of all principle and the beginning point when analyzing any human situation. We always have to take into account who God is, the fact that God is holy, he is just, he is pure, he wants everything done correctly, but he gives us free choice. And so that's where we have the clash of ideas in our culture and in the church, not only in the culture, but also in the church. So just to close, I want you to see that what I really thought was a blessing about this is the fact that we can have victory. The Lord has promised me and you and everyone who believes in the name of his son victory over all things. No matter what it is, we shall persevere and be victorious. And he put it this way. Now, I'm just going to go to Romans 8 and take a thought here to cement these things together. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, the Apostle Paul says this in writing to the church in Rome. And these are the kind of things we need to meditate on, because just as Isaiah said, the word of God is the seed from the Lord. And he says that just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his ways higher than our ways. When we feed on the word of truth, God will treat it just like he says here in verse 11, Isaiah 55, 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. See that? God's got something he wants to accomplish in your life and in my life. It will accomplish that which I please. See that? Isaiah 55:11. He says, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. His word is going to be effective in your life if you receive it. No way it cannot do that. It's going to do it. God promises that if you receive the word of truth, it is going to bless you and it's going to bring to pass in your life the thing that I desire. See that? So God has a thing he wants to do. That's what I'm interested in. I'm kind of like, I heard a song by Tata Vega. I don't know if any of you heard it. It's an old song. She says that God is teaching you the lessons you wouldn't choose to learn. There's some things we wouldn't choose to go through. I'd rather not go through this, God. This thing that's going on in my life right now. I wish I didn't have to go down this road. But you know what? You wouldn't learn if you didn't go down that road. And so God knows he's teaching you some things you would not choose to learn. And he's teaching you the lessons that you would not choose to learn is the language that she uses. And that's true because we don't know. You know, I don't know how I'll come out on a situation. I got some things going on myself. Now, I don't have a clue how it's going to turn out. But the good news is you can have victory if these things clash with your own personal ideas because God has promised you success. That ought to be enough. You ought to put that in your mind, put it in your spiritual bank and say, okay, God has promised me success and I'm going to prosper in the things that the Lord has given me to do. Another line she says, basically for you to cancel your agenda and let the bridges burn. That's the language she uses in the song. In other words, forget about your plan and get on God's plan. It's better than yours. And when you learn to delight in that, you're going to find out that you can have joy even when you're having trouble because God is the one bringing you through. He's blessing you. He already knows the outcome. He's going to bring you through. You're going to come through just like Daniel. He would prefer not to have been in the lion's den, but I bet you he learned a whole lot about God that evening. And when he came out the next day, he was respected all in the whole of the politics and everybody, the enemies who thought they got rid of him. He was respected by them. See, and they had to be destroyed when it was all done. You see what I mean? And so basically God is going to bring you through that tough situation or whatever it is that you're going through. And it usually has to do with a clash of ideas because that's where the confusion comes in your mind because you're going, boy, how do I handle this? And where am I now? And if you trust God, let your faith in the Lord carry you through such things as this. Paul saying this, Romans 8, back where we started. I kind of went on a road there. But here we go. He says this, that in verse 24, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. Understand that. Hope is something you do not see, kind of like faith, which is the substance of things hoped for, right? And the evidence of things not seen. So he said, if you can see it, how is there any hope involved in it, is what Paul is saying. He says, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? If you see it, it's there. You don't have to hope for it. See, but if you don't see it, that's when hope is involved. That's when faith is involved. It's not there for you to see it. It's not there, but it's there in God's mind. He's going to make it happen, but you have to trust him to bring you through whatever it is that you're going through. He says in 25, but if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. So now we acquire patience. Remember how he had told us in chapter 5 of the same book, the tribulation worketh patience and patience hope. Now he's really still explaining that all the way over here in chapter 8, saying that the troubles that you go through work patience in your life. And it produces hope to get you to the next phase or the next level of glory. Like he told in 2 Corinthians that God is advancing his children from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So he brings you up another level of glory whenever you're ready to take the next step of faith and move out on his promises. You see that? And so notice this. He says in verse number 26. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. What infirmity is that? The fact that I'm in a body that is still heading for the grave. I'm in a body that's prone to sickness, disease, and all these type of things. These things which tax my mind about where is God in my life. I'm in a body that aches and has pains and various things. But yet I am the child of God and the citizen of heaven. Think about it. See? And so basically he says the Spirit that God has given you is the one who helps you in our infirmities. Now, another of our infirmities is this, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. See, we have a problem with prayer. You know what? That's a clash of ideas in your mind. You think, oh, well, why would God want to do anything for me? And you know what? There is no reason. There's no reason why he ought to want to do anything for me. Absolutely none. But you know why he does? Because he said he would. He promised that he would. He gave his son and allowed him to be crucified on the cross so that I could be justified. See? And to me, that's the most astonishing thing in my mind. He allowed his son to die on a tree so that he could justify me in my sin and make me clean in his sight. So that no matter what happens, I know for sure I'm cleansed. That's why
Teaching Bible Radio is listener-funded radio. Write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. Call us toll-free, 1-877-35-BIBLE. That's 1-877-352-4253. Or visit us online at teachingbible.org, a ministry of Straight Gate Ministries, St. Louis, Missouri.